Welcome to another episode of Oz Yui, putting the U back in Oz Rui. Today we have a very special show for you. I've been researching in the American Jewish Archives, and I found a camp brochure from 1968. While I admit that it is not as historically significant as the minutes of board meetings or the Pittsburgh platform itself, the document does provide incredible insight on the history of the Olin Sang Ruby Camp Institute and all of the Union for Reform Judaism, known then as Union of American Hebrew Congregations, camp program. What can the brochure tell us about the historical development of Reform camping in America? Well, comparing this brochure to those of previous years, we see a stark contrast and how Oz Rui advertises itself to recruit new campers. For starters, the unit names go from being called Junior Session, Intermediate Session, and High School Session to Tiferet, Moshava, Chavura, and Chalutzim. Applicants to Chavura and Chalutzim needed to pass a Hebrew test to be accepted. Not only was Oz Rui trying to teach its campers Hebrew, but they wanted to refine Hebrew skills. Here is how the brochure describes Chalutzim. Campers live and learn for 7 weeks in this dynamic and unique language program. It is separate from the main community, with its own staff, faculty, dining room, recreation hall, athletic area, and cabins. This intensive Hebrew-speaking program of study, prayer, work, and play is accredited by the Chicago Board of Jewish Education. A self-governing community plans the daily schedule and guides itself towards maximum achievement of its goals. It is here that future leaders and teachers of the Jewish community emerge. This is a dramatic paradigm shift in the educational component of the camp program. Hebrew moves from being taught for an hour a day to a complete immersion process. The goal here is not knowledge with basic terms and familiarity with regards to tefillah, but rather fluency. To this day, the program urges the applicants to take pride with Hebrew as their national tongue. In an age where the Red Scare still existed and patriotism was an important issue for Americans of all ages, Oz Rui was stressing a Jewish culture distinct and as important as American culture. What caused this paradigm shift? While Hebrew was always a component of the educational program, the brochure for the 1968 summer camp session was the first one published after the Six-Day War. Israel was established nearly two decades prior to the war, but it was pushed to the background for many American Jews. After the war, Israel became central to Jewish identity. The Reform Movement almost completely recanted their original stance made in 1885 that Jews are no longer a nation, but a religious community. They do not desire to return to Palestine, establish a Jewish state, or restore themselves as an official cult. The new brochure advertises a program that seems completely committed to instill a sense of Jewish pride to the participants through the State of Israel. The program serves as a method of connecting Jewish teenagers to Israel through the study of its national language. According to the description of the program, in order to be a Jewish leader of the next generation, it is essential to be fluent in Hebrew. This reflects how American Jews began to embrace the State of Israel as a source of pride only after the Six-Day War. That's all for today, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in next week for a complete rundown of Color War. Why is it that the blue team always comes in last? This is John Kleinman saying, if it's important to you, then it's Oz Newsy.